on the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Beis, the bottom Mishnah. And I'm on the first Mishnah, 7 Esksubasa, Shalom Beshua. Ella Beshua. She requires a Shua, Shaniskab Bakum, that she has not been paid from her Ksuba. Nimna Velashpia, Bahoisim upset Esksubasa. So she ended up not being able to collect her Ksuba. Gemara Mefarish time, but the more explains why they stopped administering the Shua. So now, Shetainu Deres, the Shema Kamasha Yutsu, Yipchur Lahem Dover Kasha, Lahadira Boy. They should pick something hard to have her make the netter. Can't eat any type of mazonis if I got anything from the ksuba. We got the ksuba. So if you check out there on the had she already received from her ksuba, should we also eat all types of mazon, anything which is called mazon? That's very hard. We have to assume like Havas Hadra Bishakla, she wouldn't dare go and make that and then collect again. We trust her that she's keeping the netter. That's why it's here. Gabi Almanos, Yunoshim, Nisois, the Bailim, they're afraid to get married. Gabi Chosim, Refarsh, Gemora, my Tikkun. Gemora is going to discuss what exactly is the Tikkun of Adam Chosim. This rule of it's not just Almana, nobody's allowed to collect from Nitzah Yisavim without a Shua. The whole time along the bali par minitzah yisamim lo yipar ala b'shua. It's a mishnah that you have to collect from yisamim. You need a shua. So more says no. It's all around. Amana itzchuli. The kiddush over here is by amana. That everybody else that's poshut that you need the shua. That's the mishnah over there. I need to point out that even an amana needs to make a shua. Why? Sachadaitach mishum chino. Killer abonon gaba kamash malon. So Rashi mishum chino. She heichenu anashim beinei hanashim linos lehem. We need to make marriage something which is not uncomfortable for the women. If you're going to give them a lot of problems in the collection of the ksuba, they're going to be hesitant to get married. So in order to facilitate that, we're not going to require a shua, kamash malon, that even by amana we require it. So nim nomi lahashbiya, but then we stop giving, administering the shua. My time. What's the reason? Ilema mishum de Rav Kahana, Domer of Kahana, Bamir lo Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, Maisa Bodem Echad, Mishnei Betzaris. Shehifke dinner Zahav, Eitzel Almana, Vihenichose, Bekacha Kemach, Vafatoi Bepas. So she gave it. He gave it to her to hold on to. She hid it in the flour. They made the flour into a dough. They baked a bread. They gave it to an oni. The yamim ba bala dinner ba mala habali dinneri. So he came back and he says, "They want my money." So Amrle, she says, "I don't have it." And she took upon herself a klola. If she's lying, you had some rubbers be'echad mi b'nei shel oisa hisha im neisim mi dirar achal klum. So she, if I've kept that which is yours and used it, my children should be one of my children should die. Okay. It was true. The Gemara is going to challenge that in a second. It wasn't true. Hanishma Shekhar Lachas Kama Vakama. So the verse is my time I ansha. So where was her Hanoa? The Ishtar Shilo Mokum dinner. So the dinner takes up space. As much space as the dinner took up, she didn't have to put flour there. So the dinner benefited her in the amount of flour that she saved based by its volume. So she was Nehenna from the dinner. The Mor says, Umay Misha Nishma Bamis. I mean, it comes out that she... We're saying, even though she swore and it was the truth, and she wasn't the henna, still there was Einish, because you don't take shavuos. So it wasn't true. She did benefit. Versus Kamisha Nishma Bamas, we're saying, even though she did not intend to be over the shavuos, because she believed it was true. Okay, so more, if that's the reason. So applying it back to over here, that we're afraid that she's going to swear that maybe there's some way that she unknowingly benefited. The Mor says, "Imishum ha." If that's what we're afraid of, that to collect, she needs to make a shul because we're afraid that some way unknowingly she benefited. My ear yamana feel like rishonami. So Allah Amar Reb Zera Mishmola Shana Allah Amana Aba Grusha Mashpia and I saw. So Amana they stopped giving the Shua, but Grusha they still were administering the Shua. So Mor says Amana Shani Dahi Ano the Tarcha Kami the Yasmi Also the Raya Hetera. We're afraid that what's going to happen over here is that she's going to take. Believing that she has a right to some of the money, she's taking it as payment for all of the responsibility she has for the children. So that's a mistake that they're going to say, but really she doesn't have locally any rights. And really, that money should be subtracted from her ksuba. Okay, so that's what we're afraid to give her a shua because the onus of a shua is very significant, and we're afraid that she's not going to get this. Understand that the grusha is not connected to the assignment. There's no such kasha, so we're able to administer the shua. Now the Tosfos just points out, okay, but now we're making her make a neder. That's not so great either, right? It's to say the neder is going to give her the same results. She's going to have this murheter that she was allowed to take the money, and she's going to make the neder believing that she didn't collect anything from the ksuba, because that money that she took, she deserves to get for her work. And really, the neder is chal, because she didn't benefit, that she's been garbar and every time she eats mazarnas.
What?
The Gemara is saying we're afraid the woman is going to play in her mind a game and say, I'm allowed to, the money that I took a little bit of money because for all my work today to take care of the kid. That's not part of the ksuba. Really, it is part of the ksuba. So we say, we'll say to the woman, did you collect anything from the ksuba? She'll say, no. I swear. She swears. The reality is that she collected part of the ksuba because that money is subtracted from her ksuba. She had no right to it. So she's part of her payment. So it's a false shua. She says, you know what, you can't let her swear because this is going to happen. So what do we want to say? We give her a netter. That if you got any benefit from your ksuba, you got any payment from your ksuba, all these things should be usur in you. She says, yeah, I'm in. Because I didn't get paid yet. But the reality is she didn't get paid yet. All these things are usur. So she's never in her baby every time she eats. So what do we accomplish? So Tosfos says that still the onus of shua is more chomer than the onus of netter, and that we have to create some type of vehicle to allow her to collect. Yes, there's going to be a situation where sometimes the women are going to be marahet, and it's going to be problematic. But out of the choice of the two, let her collect without anything we can't do. It's not fair to the assignment. And we're gonna explain to her. And we're afraid maybe some of have to even have to explain to her. If the choice is between a netter or a shua, we'd rather give her a netter. Nowadays we do a cheirim, which is a less than either netter or a shua. Okay.
I don't understand the case of a woman. If a woman is taking money from the estate, money that belongs to the Yisomi, on the claim of...
I work my kishkas out. I want to buy myself a dress. I work so hard to take care of the Yisomi day and night.
After the death of the Baal or before?
After the death of the Baal.
So presumably that taking care of might include preparing food.
Right.
Is she obligated to do that?
She's not obligated to do that. But that's what happens. She doesn't give her a right to the stage.
So it doesn't give her. So if she does it, instead of, so the estate should be hiring somebody else to do it. I mean, what should be happening?
What should be happening is the natural reaction is that the mother takes care of the children. She turns around and charges her children. That's not going to happen. Is she mechuyev to do it? Is a mother mechuyev to feed her kids? No. What?
I mean, there's the natural question. There's the halakha question.
Halakha question. You know, there's till age six or seven. There's a chiyuv to take care of them. And after that, it's, you know.
I'd say they're. 10, below or above mitzvah, but above 6 and 7.
Not with leave to.
So, in that situation, she should be going out and hiring somebody else to do it, and that person should be paid from the estate. I mean, she's going to burn through her, it's conceptual, she could burn through her entire mitzvah taking care of the kids, and she's left with nothing.
Well, she has a right to collect. She's getting food and a shelter.
For herself?
For herself.
What about for the kids?
I'm saying the law is that the mother has a right. The mother's right to stay in the bayis. They can't kick her out.
Yes.
And she has a right to take food. They can't kick her. They can't stop that from
yes.
her.
Yes.
It's only until she collects the ksuba.
That's only until she
collects. Once she collects the ksuba, she has no claim on the bayis or on the food.
Right.
And they'll have to work it out if she wants to stay there. Mm-hmm. Right. So and after 25 years, she doesn't collect the ksuba, she loses the right to the ksuba. Because presumably she got her money's worth plus more at that point in time. So she's getting something from staying here. Now, theoretically, yeah, she can say I refuse to do any work and go hire somebody. She can say that. But she didn't say that. She can't turn around and charge them. She can say that up front. Listen, I'm only going to stay here if you pay me from the state. She can say that. But I'm not sure that... You know, I'm only going to take care of you. I'm going to sleep in my corner, a little room over there, and won't bother you. Don't bother me. But I'm not cooking for you. I don't look here to cook for you. You want me to cook for you? Pay me. She could say that, but she didn't say that. She can't turn around and charge for that. But so once she didn't charge for that, she has no right to the money. But she's going to remember her head and say, you know, I deserve a dress for Yom Tov.
So the problem is the unilateral nature of it. That she's just doing it on her own and then taking the money on her own as compensation.
Well, she's not really taking this payment. She just, you know, she's not saying, well, they owe me money. She's saying, you know, I deserve to take something for myself, you know. Zog Rashi, top of the page, Yehenna, second line. If I benefited from this dinner, Yehenna Lamisa, so that would cause the child to die. Yehenna Yerol Hamisa. The Shashali Mokum dinner. The Sakraba Isa, she gained the amount of dough or the amount of flour, Koebe had dinner, equivalent to the volume of the coin. Shimla Hoya had dinner, Hoya son Techenis, Oid Issa Bekar. Nesen is Oid Issa Bekikr. If she didn't have the dinner there, she would have to add in that much more dough. Versus Umay Mishanis Rebbe Emes, High Love Emesu. It's not true. She's saying she didn't benefit, and she did benefit. Mishanis Rebbe Emes, Tosh Gagasi. Therefore, that's refraidim. Neshaina Shashua Maruba, and these things could happen. Nimnu Milashpia. So the worst is the problem is also the Rehatera. Bedabra Muatz. With Surah Shane Piroyan law, it's not a payment. She beskar tarcha no loss. It's just she's taking it. She deserves it because all of the work that she does. I'm assuming even less than a pruta because we have a Gemara. We had a Numa. Okay. Was it a Numa? No. It was in Shuas. That person's Nishma Shalom Yerichol, he's also even in a Chatzizayis. Because Shuas Chal even Pachas Mikashir. So probably the same thing by Mominus then. Yeah. I mean, there's Shua is Lashon B'nei Adam. So Shlo Yehenna means it's a hundredth of a penny. People don't call that Hanoa, but there's a benefit. Something more. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Bar Abba. Rav Shul Dar Mitzvah. So they quoted that statement in the name of Rav Ben Shmuel. Lashon Alav Bezdin. So Yeshua and Bezdin is done with the full process, and that's a higher level of punishment. Alvachutz the Bezdin Mashpiyin Oisa. They do it without Bezdin, and the children are willing to accept that Shua. It's not as chomer, that we can do, and she can collect with that. So the more it says, really, any v'harav loymagik suva larbalosah. He wasn't allowing them to collect the ksuva because they weren't giving the shuas. So, we have an eitzah to get all the parties to agree to a shua, not a bezdin. Kasha, it's the question. But the ma'aseh didn't stand. Masura masne hachi. In Surah, that's the Masara, how they gave over the story. In Hadoa, Masnu Hachi. In Hadoa, they said a little bit differently. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo Shara Lo Bebezin. Abachutz the Bezin, Mashpiyin Oiso. Rav Omer, Afil Chutz the Bezin, Nami Ein Mashpiyin Oiso. Rav Tamei, the Rav Lemagvik Subal Armato. Morris says, I don't understand, but Amisha says, you have an 8-7 netter. Let her make a netter and the collect that way. People started taking the dorm too lightly, and therefore Rav felt that the netter was not reliable. Shua he refused to give, and she had no way to collect the ksuba, and they wouldn't collect the ksubas. Okay. So there was a story where the woman came to collect her ksuba from Rav in Rav Huna's Bezdin. Amar lo, sort of Rav Huda told the woman, "My Abin, what can I do for you?" The Rav, "My Abin, Suvel Arvel to." Rav wouldn't allow to collect, so I can't help you. Talmud of Rav, he's not going to go against the talk of his rabbis. I have no solution for that to help you get your ksuva. Rav, right? He's also Talmud of Shmuel, but his ikur is a Talmud of Rav. The Mor says, so she said back, Amrle, the media who time el dilman the kitna miyazi miksuva si. The whole reason why I can't cook is you're afraid I might have some money from the ksuba. Chai Hashem Savokas in an AC miksuva si klum. So she swore, I tell you, by the name of Hashem, I didn't take anything from the ksuba. So she basically was kafetzes when ishbaz. She jumped in and made his. Made a shua. We don't administer a shua, but if she made the shua, she made the shua. We don't think she's lying, and she's allowed to collect. So the Mora. Next story is a little bit okay. So the more is like this. Hayda saw the Kameda Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Amar La Maya Avilich. She came to have Ksuba and said, "What can I do for you?" The Rav La Maya Ksuba Larmalto. He wouldn't. He had no way to make him collect. Sure, he wouldn't give. Neder he didn't trust. And my father did the same. Have the mizonah. Okay, so let me get at least my mizonahs. You don't have mizonahs. Damer Yehuda Mishmol Hatuvas Ksuvas Mevezin Ain La Mizonahs. That she loses her right to mizonahs from the time she's tevei the ksuba. So she wasn't so happy with that. Okay. Amrlay.
I don't understand. But, I mean, she doesn't get the ksuba, so
she loses both.
Yeah. That's her complaint.
I mean, how does this make sense?
Amrlay afkua lekurse kvetrei abdali. So you know you're turn over your it was a way of giving either a klala or giving a statement that you don't deserve to have the status of a rabbi. Your mama, she's like you're pulling in both directions. If you tell me that I understand you're going to get the ksuba, you lose the right to the ksuba from the time you're tibet. So I can't get the ksuba, so then I'm still there in the house. So I should get mazarnas. So he was afraid of the klala. So when they would sit shiva, they would have to turn over their chairs. So that was the klala. So he hafkua lekursei ritetsua. He turned his chair upside down. So the klala was niskayim. He turned over the chair, and he straightened it out. And he stood by his. But the more so, even so, the clothes took effect that he was sick, that he had a weakness. But he said that he stood by the dinim. Okay. Fine, this is Rashi. Chutzibaz and Mashpina sop, Sheshua Sadayanim Shaltarihi. It's a shua deraisa. When look at Sefer Torah, be yodeha, by tefillin, you hold a chavit sol mitzvah. Mashpia lo b'shem, or b'kino use Hashem Hashem. Kiddush of Avram, sim lo yod chotachas echri, mashpia chob Hashem. Vaychem merubo, kutz bez and shua derabanan. B'kilas order, v'lo nokat midi v'ein onshe kolkach. The shul which they do chutz beresdin, it's more along the lines of a klolam. I'm a kabbal klolam myself if I don't, if this is not true. Tosis. Discusses the what exactly the difference between the rice is the shul, the rice, the shul. Now this is a shul the rabbanon. No matter how you cut it, it's a shul the rabbanon. It just means if it's done in bez, then it has the chumra like a shul the rice. Shua deraisa is mara mixes eid echad and shua sasherim. There's no case of the raisa of swearing and collecting. All the cases of the raisa are swearing and being potter. He's tevayim and he's mara mixes. You owe the rest of the money. No, I swear I don't have to pay. Eid echad says you owe the money. I swear I don't have to pay. The mafkid is tevayim the shermer. Where he says, I swear that the oinus happened, whatever it is, he doesn't have to pay. So all shul derais are shuas nishpoim and iftorim. Shuas nishpoim and oilim are all the rabbanans. But it means it's once it's administered in a bezin, it's administered with the same chumra as a shul derais. So Rav didn't collect the ksuba. Shuas we're not going to give. The worst thing in Misa that a shua chusabezin works, lishba chusabezin, ligvei ksuvasa, so let her collect. So Morse says kasha. Morse says, well, yeah, just so why doesn't he use the eights of giving and making a netter? Because not in the derris, the seven kamash here. So Rav saw kila nidri, kalamoyu in the dorme neyim, lavrole, they didn't take the dorme seriously. So we're not going to rely on the netter as a proof to allow her to collect. So she swore. For this point onward, she doesn't have mezonos. So what's the logic? The Galia Daita, the boy Lensube, what is she? Why does she want the ksuba? Because she wants to move on. Viola Asti Mado, the Tanai, which allows her to get Mazarnis, Ella, Kol Yemei Megar Armor Lusayach, Bebesi, as long as you live as the man in my home, I will give you mazarnis. That was the tanai of mazarnis. She almana, while she's living as the almana, so Mishua Kawaidra, that his almana shouldn't look be meager than the chi mazarnis is when the husband's alive. One of the tanai ksuva, we have the different tanai ksuva that we put in, is that after he dies, as long as she's living her life out as the almana, she should be taken care of, because that's part of the covenant of the husband. Once she's asking for a ksuba, which means she wants to move out and move on, he never was mishabin himself mazarnas. So she didn't like that, so she gave him this klala. Hafkul curse David Tertsua. So Hafkul Kisav is a kvuh. So he said the klala should take effect, but he physically went and turned the chair upside down, and then he turned it back up. So that should be a fulfillment of the klala. Pishachar Hafkul the curse Tash Begadula Soy. He shall order himself. But he wasn't, he was still, because of the klala that she gave him, he became ill. Okay, it's all in here.